Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
When you have
men that have work, can work, then there's a type of sense of accomplishment, sense of belonging that we get from that. And it's important that we have that. If we don't have that, what happens is we begin to start depending on others, taking advantage of others. And that is not the way it should be. Everyone should be able to contribute. If you are able to work, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be the lowest job or it doesn't have to be the highest job, but understand that every job is important to the whole of the community. And it's like in 1 Chronicles, the 12th chapter, it says that, you know, every part, there are many members of the body, but they're all different, but all of them are part of the body. And men need to become active in working in society, working in their churches, and working in their community in order to do this. There has to be someone that teaches them, that shares with them, that expounds to them the importance of it. And that's the part of the work in our family that we, when we raise children, that we lead by example, and we see that they see us working, and they see us contributing, and as they see us working and contributing, that they will follow in line and get a good work ethic and get a good understanding of the importance of it. Because I've seen so many children raised, and the parents don't have that guidance for the children. And sometimes children, I'm going to say all the time, sometimes the children, they grow up and they don't have that guidance. So they don't understand the importance of work and what it does for you as far as your sense of accomplishment, sense of purpose, sense of belonging, and a sense of being able to support yourself, take care of yourself and your family. And that is vital to living in this world. We have to be able to find where we fit in, find something that we can do that's productive, that is a way we can contribute to our families, to our churches, to our communities. And when we do that, we will begin to start fulfilling, you know, what, you know, God has purposed or designed us to do. And all of these areas need to be work. You can't have a family, can't take care of your family if you don't work. Church won't be able to progress if you don't work in the church. Communities won't be able to survive and thrive if you don't work in your community. And it seems like many times people have taken the word work and made it a bad thing. It's like everybody wants to retire, not do any work or do what they want to do, but for the good of man and good of themselves, we need to work. Sometimes we need to keep working. Sometimes when people retire, they become sick and wish they had continued to work, because that's the only thing that kept them going. Sometimes we dread work. Sometimes we, you know, don't want to go. Sometimes it's hard, difficult, but that doesn't negate the fact that there's still his work needs to be done. You know, it's vital to the survival of our world. Men need to work and to produce goods and services all around the world. And so that's just the way it is when God created man, and man fell in the Garden of Eden. God instructed him that he would have to work the ground by the sweat of his brow. And we have to understand that that's been going on since, you know, the beginning of time, that men have to work in their families, in their churches, in their communities, in order for them to survive and to thrive. And it's very important that we realize this, and that we would train our children that it's important, and that you can't just not work. And so Paul was talking to these fellows in church, and he was saying, look, you just can't work. And, you know, we didn't, you know, that was an example. When we showed up, we always worked. We didn't charge you guys and not contribute. And, you know, that's the thing that Paul was saying to these fellows at Thessalonica. In other words, get up and contribute. Yeah, we know Christ is coming back, but nobody knows. But that doesn't mean you need to sit down on the sideline being a busybody, taking advantage of people, talking about, oh, I need to do this because Christ is coming back any day now. But when Christ comes back, he wants to see you working for him. And so, number one, if you are a man, you need to learn to get gainful employment. Learn what it takes, not only to get to employment, but what to keep the employment. And I think a lot of times at work, sometimes personalities and schisms and isms, just like anything in a church or the community, gets in the way. But if you are able to learn what to do and do it well, and to get to where you need to do it on time, on a regular basis, and do the work, then what happens is those schisms or isms or people that have personal issues, Paul said that they got folks that don't have faith. you learn how to deal with it. And as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do the majority of the time, you'll be able to make do and be able to make and accomplish what your work required. But if you're not learning it, you're not doing it well, you're not showing up on time, you're not contributing, you're always being a busybody, gossiping into somebody else's business, then that gives those people that are difficult to work with ammunition to try to make your life miserable, or even worse, try to terminate you from your position. And so it's important that as an individual, that whatever it is, and even if sometimes you have to study and learn stuff on your own time to get well or go to school to learn it well, then that's what is required. But that takes work too. And, you know, in today's society, when the technology and the knowledge base needs to be stronger, we have to understand, we have to work toward that to able to, again, survive and thrive in our situation. And it's not a thing where you can just sit back and, you know, depend on mom, depend on dad, depend on somebody else to, you know, get you that learning. I mean, we have internet, we have libraries, we have access to, you know, many forms of training, but it takes work. It's not going to happen overnight, and you have to adjust your schedules, adjust your personality, adjust the way you talk, adjust your way of thinking in order to be able to contribute and to be able to be employed in a way that, you know, you feel that you need, and a way that you can advance, and a way your employer will advance you. And if you are led and inclined to have the skills to work on your own, You need to also be diligent at that. And you know, it's something that we can't run away from work. It's something that we have to take the challenge of work. And my dad used to always say, he still says, work the work. Don't let the work work you. You got to be able to manage that thing. And if you don't, you won't be successful in your work. And as men, we got to work. I don't understand the family that is being supported and the man is not contributing. He's being supported by different means of people working, and the man is not doing what he can. I know it's difficult sometimes from the education that people were brought up in, maybe circumstances of difficult with the criminal justice system. But again, when you're working and you're learning how to work, you need to reach back to the younger people before they get into those situations with the criminal justice system or in trouble with the law. It's something where we have to recognize that if these young men aren't reached at a certain age, when they begin to grow up and get involved in activities, illegal activities, basically it cuts their ability to have opportunities down dramatically. And so that's just the fact. And if we don't reach them, if we don't talk to them, if we don't get with them, what will happen is when they are trying to work, they won't have the education or they won't have the record to be able to get and keep them employed. And, you know, that's a vicious cycle. There's responsibility for the individual, but there's a responsibility of the community to be able to say, hey, this is an at-risk group. And this at-risk group, if not reached by a certain time, and if they get involved with criminal activity, and if they don't learn well in education, if they don't understand how to control their spirits well, then their chances for success is cut dramatically. And then they become element of people in our society that they can't get gainful employment and continue to resort back to criminal activity, trouble activity, and then the whole community has to take care of them, whether it's through mental, whether it's through incarceration, whether it's through suffering the effects of robbery or assault. And if these are the only avenues they have, they feel frustrated, they feel like this is their only avenue, these are the things that are continuing. So you continue to build jails, continue to deal with these men that when they're out, they get with women and have children, or young girls and have children, and then they're gone. So it becomes a vicious cycle for those kids to not have a leader or a man to teach them the ethic. And so they fall into that same, hey, I don't know how to do this, so I'll take it from somebody else. I don't know how to gain it, I'll take it from somebody else. And I don't know how to be disciplined to get education, then I'll take it from somebody else. And it's a vicious cycle. So not only do we have to set the example as far as work, but we also have to make sure that we are reaching back to those at-risk young men to recognize that our community and our society is success is dependent on us training and working with them to be successful citizens in our community. So it's easy to just walk around and point our finger and say, oh, those guys are terrible, those guys, they always do this and they always do this. And you can't work with them, and, you know, we don't want to be around them. And, you know, I'm glad they're not in my neighborhood. They're not my problem. But in actuality, they're a part of our society. And we do take care of them, and they are our problem. So there's no getting around it. But the thing is that we should have compassion to say, hey, you know, we know that in any society, if you don't get educated right, if you don't have the examples of a man, the leadership working in the community, trying to reach you, certain behaviors and certain activities, and these people will get involved. I don't care where you are around the world, that this will happen. And it's up to us who have had that man in our lives or the education or the resources to be successful, that we have to work in our community to identify these at-risk people and to go into their community and explain to them what, you know, we want to do and what we want to prevent from happening. And when we begin to do that, we can begin to start making a difference in life of our communities, life of our churches, and life of our families. But it has to be an issue that is on the front page of everyone's calendar. I know we have many things on our calendars, what we're doing, and we're maintaining, minding our own lives. But every now and then we come in contact with an element of our community that we don't want to deal with. And we say, wow, this is terrible. Wow, I didn't know this. Or, wow, why are they acting this way? Or why is it like this? And we need to stay away from that. But what are we doing to contribute to that? What are we doing to make the sacrifice to try to make a difference in that one person or those two young men's lives, to tell them, you know, we want you to be this and we want you to prevent you from doing this. So we want to help you with education or going to school, help you with alternatives or behavior alternatives, help you with learning how to work, how to stay employed. And, these long-term projects are what's needed, and it also work. And it's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen without work. And that's what Paul was doing at the Church of Thessalonica. He was working in ministry, working, spreading the gospel. And it was work. He worked labor day and night. And in the church, there's a lot of men working, laboring for the benefit of the church, for the benefit of their families or the community. And need to be out front, need to be continuing to do it. It's just not once a year or twice a year, but it needs to be an everyday thing of contributing to where we are. And it's vital to our survival and our thriving, not only surviving, but thriving. And if we don't do it, it's going to have consequences everywhere we go. When it has the consequences everywhere we go, then we can't say, you know, why is it like that, without looking at ourselves and pointing a finger at ourselves and say, I'm a part of the reason why my family, why my church, why my community is like this. And it's because I wouldn't participate in the work that's needed to make it better. And that's just a bold statement. That's just a statement of truth. It's a statement of reality. And we have to be willing to face that reality. We have to be willing to own that. And the sooner we do it, the sooner we own it, the better off we'll be. So that's going to do it for us this morning. I just wanted to touch base for this on work. I know it's sometimes not a pleasant thing to do, but we have to do it, and it's all for our good. And so we encourage everyone to get involved, get to work. All right, that's going to do it for us. First word. Wish everyone have a great worship experience today, your houses of worship, and we'll see you next Sunday at 6:30 for the first word. God bless.